بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
What precedes is the translation of the tape entitled Tashabbuh, The Prohibition of Imitating the Kuffar, tape number 1,
for the Imam of our time, the Mujaddid of our era, the Muhaddith of the Muslimin, Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani, rahimahullah rahmatun wasi'ah.
This translation was prepared for you by At-Tasfiyah wa Tarbiyah Publications, twtpubs.com, translated by Abu Hamza.
وقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نرجو التفصيل في بيان المشابهة المقصودة في أحاديث النهي عن مشابهة الكفار وإيضاح الضابط في معرفة هذه المشابهة.
Shaykh Rahimahullah began by Khutbat al-Hajah and then was asked, "Our Shaykh, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we would like a further clarification and a clearer understanding of a previous lecture given entitled The Ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam concerning the prohibition of imitating the kuffar. Jazakumullahu khair."
كل شيء هو من خصائص الكفار ومن عاداتهم التي يتميزون بها على غيرهم.
Shaykh Rahimahullah continued on to say, "We state that anything that is specific to the kuffar and their culture and their traditions."
فالمسلم لا يجوز له أن يتغير بشيء من تلك الأشياء.
It is not permissible for the Muslim to beautify himself nor take for himself any of those things that are specific to the kuffar.
ولا شك أن المسألة لا يمكن ضبطها بدقة كما يبدو أن السائل يريد ذلك.
There is no doubt it is not within our capacity at this time that we enter into this in detail and very precise levels, because the tashabbuh, the imitation, is at different levels. And I will further give you some examples concerning what I mean so that it may become clear to you.
لا يزال المسلمون اليوم والحمد لله لأكثر بلادهم يستهجنون أن يلبس المسلم ويضع على رأسه القبعة.
The Muslimin in many of their lands, والحمد لله, still to this day put upon their heads a certain headgear. This is an Islamic headgear, and they cover their heads with this.
البرنيطة. فالقبعة هذه هو شعار الكفار. فإذا المسلم وضعها على رأسه يكون قد تشبه في أبرز صفة أو زي خاص بالكفار.
But likewise, the disbelievers, the kuffar, have a certain headgear, and this is a type of headgear worn by these kuffar. So if the Muslim now puts this type of headgear upon his head, then he has done something prohibited, and he has imitated the kuffar in their way of dress, and this is not permissible. So there is no doubt left in anybody's mind that understands or has come upon the ahadith of imitating the kuffar, that whomsoever has done this, that is, put on that hat or imitated the kuffar or any other way, then he has fallen into the sin and the prohibition.
تطبع إلى صحة التعبير بهذه القبعة وأخذ يمشي بين المسلمين وهي عليه.
So let's take for example and say there's a Muslim, he put upon his head this hat and continued on to walk between the Muslimin wearing it. There is no doubt at this point that this man, this person, has lost his Islamic character. At this point, what he did was cut off that connection that is between him and his brothers of the Muslimin. And it is known that upon him is rights toward them, and upon them is rights toward him, that is the Muslimin.
فنحن نذكر جيدا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حق المسلم على المسلم خمس.
And here we are and we know within our deen are these rights, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم explained to us, the right of the Muslim upon the Muslim is five.
فذكر أول ما ذكر فقال إذا لقيته فسلم عليه.
And the first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam noted was, if you see, if you come upon your brother Muslim, sallim alayh, give him the salam. Now, this person that went on and put this kafir article on his head, this cap, instead of the Islamic headgear, when you come past him and you meet him, you don't know that he's Muslim. It does not come to your mind, oh, this person's a Muslim, because he has put on another people's clothing. So, he has lost this. And maybe you might even come upon him and think he's one of the disbelievers himself. Maybe George or Antonio or other than what they have of names. So you don't go toward him trying to give him salam at that point. But this is an obligation upon you, because you are a Muslim and he's a Muslim. But the difference is, he lost his Islamic character because he put this kafir article on himself. Thus, he lost his Islamic character, and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raised up off of him. And I say this because as-salam that we send upon each other, this is from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names. And as it has come in the authentic hadith, the name as-salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it upon the earth. So, spread it between yourselves. So, when a Muslim comes upon another Muslim and gives him the salam, it's like we say in the Syrian dialect, Bismillahi alayk, that is the name of Allah, or Allah's name be upon you. So due to his losing or wasting and losing from himself his Islamic character, he's lost out on this salam that the Muslims spread between themselves. And of course, this will lead to other greater things, from cutting each other off, turning away from each other, and producing hatred. And the issue with this clothing is not as many of the people may imagine or suppose, that it has no effect upon the Islamic character, or it has no effect upon the person's character, rather. And this issue is not as many of the people have imagined, that it has no effect upon the person's character and conduct and personality. Rather, the apparent things, the things that are apparent, have an effect upon the things that are inside the person, that are hidden to the people. Rather, it's the opposite, as has come in many of our texts, that the things that are apparent upon the person affect that which is within inside of him. As has come in the hadith, the authentic hadith of An-Nu'man radiyallahu anhu. From the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which at the end of this certain hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, verily within the body is a mudghah, there's a body part. If it becomes correct and rectified, the rest of the body will follow and become correct and rectified. And if it becomes corrupt, likewise the whole body will become corrupt. And verily, this is the heart. The clothing of the kuffar, this is corrupt, it's not righteous. It is fasad and not salah. And the one that wears this clothing upon himself, it will affect his heart. And likewise, you start to take upon your personality, their type of personality, and their tabi', their ways. And here I want to stop and take this opportunity before I continue on into the topic. I want to point out that how the Muslimin today, their personality, their character is deteriorating continuously. Recently there has come forth something that is very strange and has affected many of the youth. And it is that they wear white shirts, and then right here in the middle, where their chest are, their back in the middle somewhere, there's some type of drawing. And a lot of times it's a picture or a drawing of a person. and some of these, you know, they have the pictures, and some of the pictures is what they claim to be their heroes, from the wrestlers and the fighters and whatever else there is out there, but they have these pictures right in the middle of their t-shirts. And recently I went to one of the masajid to pray, and while I'm praying there's a young man that I know him. He comes to pray and he's somebody that is regular in his salah, and he has on his t-shirt picture.
سؤال الصادق اليوم صار من طبيعته أن يكون لباسه هو التبان اللغة العربية هو الثور يعني هو من لا يستر إلا الشوكتين بل لا يسترهما لأنه يجسمهما فأنا أصلي وبين يدي هذه الصورة فهذه غفلة شديدة جدا من هؤلاء المسلمين سببه الجهل الإسلامي.
So this picture had apparently a person's figure on it, and picture of some type of sports athlete of some sort. Anyway, he had this on his t-shirt and he's praying with it and he's going in and out, and this has become the new fad between the youth. This has come to us from our ignorance and our Islamic personality and our Islamic teachings. It's been a long time since the beginning of Islam, and the further they get away from it, it's like the further they are getting away from Islam and losing their Islam. Where is the honor? Where is being proud of the Islamic personality, Islamic character, the Islamic deen they hold? Where is it that the people are preserving the adat that Islam has come, the Islamic adat, the Islamic traditions that we have taken and inherited from our fathers and them from their fathers?
إنسان يلبس قميص فيه زنجي مصور فما حلاوة هذه الصورة.
Rather, it's strange and amazing that a person today wear a shirt with somebody's face on it, somebody's picture.
أصبح كل شيء غريب علينا نحن أن نتأسى وأن نسجل.
It's like everything strange they come with, it's upon us to follow and do as they do.
هذا معناه أن المسلمين
This means that the Muslimin, they are on the path of imitating the kuffar. And it is from the mercy of our Lord upon us, Azza wa Jal, Most High, and honored is He, that He sent to us our Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With a shara, a legislation that our Lord has given the description of it in His saying, today I have completed for you your religion, and I have accepted for you Islam as your deen till the end of the ayah. And likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam statement is that I have not left anything that brings you toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that I have taught you it, and I have not warned you from anything that brings you toward the hellfire, calls you toward the hellfire and away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that I warned you from it. And from those things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us from, keeping our Islamic personality intact and preserved, is that we should not imitate the disbelievers. We should not imitate the disbelievers in any way. This is an unrestricted command from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I have given you an example which no intellectual person, a person that has left off his desires, will not accept. The example of the Muslim wearing the kafir cap, the barneta, on his head and walking between the Muslimin in this fashion, thus disconnecting himself from the Islamic community and society, if the community or society contains within it that which gives it the right to still be regarded as an Islamic society.
يعرفوا أثر التشبه يعرفه الكفار فبالأحرى نحن المسلمين نعرف ذلك كنت مرة في اتصال إلى مضايا.
And I give you an example, or I'll tell you something about the effect of the Muslimin in their imitation of the kuffar. And I was on my way in a trip, and I was in a train, and I met with a qassis. This is one of the Christian monks or priests. And between me and him, there was a long debate. We won't talk about the whole debate here, for it's too long.
أنكر على المسلمين تشددهم في نشر اللباس وتحريم البرنيطة
And he criticized the Muslimin for their being mutashaddid, hard-lined against wearing this kafir headgear, this hat, this cap that the kuffar wear, and to the point that the Muslimin criticized this man named Mustafa Kemal for making this something mandatory in his land. And that is this man, Mustafa. He, of course, was the Turkish ruler, which was called Ataturk. So this Christian priest, he had an issue with the Muslimin. Why they criticized Ataturk for making it a mandatory gear for the Turkish people that they wear this cap and headgear and cap instead of the Islamic one that they previously had. Due to this man's action of forcing the Turkish people to dress in this kafir headgear, the barneta, we still see, unfortunately, till this day, some of our Turkish brothers dressed in this fashion and manner of the kafir.
هو يقول إن هذا اللباس عالمي كما لم يضر المسلمين أن يلبسوا هذا اللباس.
So he was trying to tell the Sheikh that, look, this is a universal, international clothing, form of clothing, and it would not hurt anybody to wear it. Why are you so extreme in your position?
قلت له إذن وهو كما تفهمون وصفي إياه لأنه قسيس ماروني الماروني يلبس
So the Sheikh, rahimahullah, he points out this priest was some form of Christian that they, if they were priests, they wore a certain type of clothing. And he explained it was like a long black robe. And they wore a long black hat. This dress is something only these priests wear. So,
لا بأس عليك من أن تنزع هذه القلنسوة السوداء وتضع بدلها الأيمام البيضاء على الفروش الأحمر.
So he said then, there would be no problem for you to take off this black hat that you have on, and why don't you put on the white cap with the red tarbush, and this tarbush was, it was like a long red hat that is mainly worn in the lands of Syria. So as soon as the Sheikh said that to him, he said, no, I can't do that. And he ran away from doing such a thing. And here is my place of proof. The sheikh said to him, why? Why not? Now, this priest or rabbi or monk, he said, I can't do that. We are people of deen. We are people of religion. And he's a man of God. So I stopped him at this point and said, well, there's the difference between us, the people of Islam, and you, the people of Christianity. You made yourselves into two teams and groups. Rijal, men of religion, and men of no religion, men that are not religious. So the religious men have their own rules, and from these rules is that they have a specific type of clothing. Now, when I told you, or I asked you, then you would have no problem with putting on this certain Islamic type of headgear. You refused. Why? Because you want to preserve your Christian personality. As for us, the smallest, lowest Muslim that we have has the same obligations and rights as the biggest sheikh that we can have. There's no difference. Whatever is prohibited for this one is prohibited for that one. And whatever is permissible for this one is permissible for that one. So, just like it is not permissible for you to imitate the Muslim, it is not permissible for the Muslim, any Muslim that is, not just the Sheikh, no, any Muslim, period, to imitate the Kafir in any way.
وعلماء الفلسفة والاجتماع كما يقولون اليوم يقولون الأمم بقاؤها لمحافظتها على عاداتها.
This issue of imitation is not a subject of worship. It is an issue of knowledge and a very precise psychological social issue. And some of the scholars of social studies say the nations stay, that is, they continue to exist, only through their preserving their ways and traditions. They preserve their ways and tradition by preserving their language and preserving their history. The Muslims unfortunately continue to waste and lose these fundamental traits upon which is built their Islamic personality. Due to this fact, it has become something that the Muslims fall into easily, and it has become of a simple matter for them to imitate the kuffar. So imitating the kuffar has become of a simple issue for the people. And I gave you the example of the person that wears the burneta, the kafir headgear. And let's go to another level, and that is the person that wears this thing they around their neck they call the tie. This, what do you see it signifies, this tie? So this tie is meaningless, except that it is a clothing that the kuffar wear, and they have introduced it into our lands after colonizing us. Then the shaitan further came along and beautified this clothing to us, so we imitated. And furthermore, the person that has some type of intellect should pay attention to this time that is being wasted when putting this clothing on himself. They sit in front of the mirror wasting time, minutes out of the hour, trying to beautify this piece of clothing that they have. And in fact, they feel a certain type of discomfort in it, such as one of you that has been tested with the dilemma of wearing the pants and other than it from the kuffar styles and clothings. So in summary, there is nothing meant by this except for imitating the kuffar only. But there are levels in imitation. So the one that put on the tie is not like the one that wore the barneta, the kafir headgear. They're not of an equal or similar level. It's like what we used to hear from some of the mashayikh here. The person that has put the barneta on his head, it's like he raised the flag and said, "That's it, it's over, I'm no longer Muslim." And we will go down to another level, and it is this certain type of clothing that the young and the youth have been tested with and has become a general dilemma between them. From wearing the pants and the shirt, and from those that try to follow the designer pants and follow all the new fashions that come about. As soon as one fashion comes in and it wears out, they look for the next fashion. Which reminds me of a joke that used to be said about women, but now it is something that we say about the men. And it's like the joke that I read one time, that there was a man running out and he has something on his shoulder, a bag on his shoulder, and his brother says to him, "Where are you going, my brother? Where are you running to so fast?" He said, "Look, I just got this new piece of clothing for my wife. It's the new fashion. I better get it to her before it's out of fashion and she wants the next one." So this is not no longer just for the women. Unfortunately, it has spread all the way till our young men have become like this. All of this that we see is something that makes even clearer and clearer to us that the minds of the minds of the Muslimin are in the hands of other than themselves. And these people that control their minds are not Muslims themselves. And in the end, you should know that the levels cannot be consolidated, period. We cannot actually put them and consolidate them because of their numbers. They are so many. But it is enough for the Muslim that he reckon himself and know that the imitation of the kuffar is anything that has come to us from the kuffar, and there is no benefit in it, period. Except that it is a type of imitation, then this is the imitation. That is, anything that has come to us from the kuffar, and there is no benefit in wearing it except that it is a type of imitation of them, then this is your imitating them.
إذا ما تذكرها المسلم أعتقد في نظرات لم يبقى هناك ضرورة بمثل ذات السلام الذي يطلب تفصيل التشبه ومراتب الدرجات.
And there is another level that the Muslim, if he does not pay attention to, then I don't see any benefit in asking about the different levels of imitation. And this level is going and meaning to oppose the kafir. The Muslim going out of his way, meaning, having the intention to oppose the kafir. Now there is the imitation of the kafir, and you know, and as you have seen, it is of levels and types. But there are things in the legislation of Islam that you are asked to do in which you seek ways of opposing and being opposite to the kuffar. Even in a situation where it is not something that you own and control, such as what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has benefited us in his saying, the hadith that has come in Sahih al-Bukhari, that the Jews and Christians do not dye their hair, so be opposite to them. So be in opposition to them. The Jews and the Christians do not dye their hair when their hair becomes gray, so be in opposition to them and so you seek, O Muslim, you seek that you oppose them in that way, thus you should dye your hair. And the human being, his hair will become gray. And this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his creation. This is how he has created them. And you will not find a replacement for the sunnah, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no difference in this aspect between the Muslim and the kafir, between the righteous and the corrupt. Everyone will have to pass by this that grows to this age, and they will turn gray. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, his hair turned gray, as we know. Even though that his shape, the grayness of his hair, alayhi salatu salam, did not overwhelm his beard, rather it was the minority of his hair. With all of this, the person will become gray. His hair will become gray and change color. All of this being known to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he still commanded the believers that the Jews and the Christians, they don't dye their hair, so you dye your hair and oppose them. And what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant by all of this is that we oppose the kuffar. So we are not just ordered to not imitate the kuffar, rather we are also ordered to oppose the kuffar in their ways and be different than them. So if they wear a certain clothing, we are ordered to wear a different type of clothing, an opposite type of clothing. Not just in our clothing, rather all of our lives, in general and specific. Any part of it, we are ordered to not imitate them, rather we are ordered to be different and in opposition to them in our lives.
الظواهر يؤثر في المواقف.
And it is as I have told you before, this is not of affair that is of uselessness, that has no meaning behind it. Rather, it has great meaning, because the things that are apparent upon the person have an effect upon the things that are not apparent. The things that are apparent upon him have an effect upon his heart. If good, then good, and if evil, then evil. And with these words, it is enough, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
فيخلعون ما على رؤوسهم كما يخلعون ما على أرجلهم. يا أحد إلى سؤال حول الموضوع السابق. لا. حول الموضوع السابق. صدق. العمائم هو لباس من لباس العرب. فمن لبسه بعادة عربية فذلك أمر حسن، لكن ليست سنة عربية.
The Shaykh rahimahullah, he opened the floor to questions, and from the questions that came in was about the amaim, the amama, the head covering that is upon the head of the Muslim. He said, as for the amama, then this is Arab tradition. Whomsoever wears it, then this is good. But it is not worship. And it is not as has been stated by some of the fabricated and weak ahadith that the salah with the amama, with the head covering, is better than the salah without it by 70 or more times. This is not a sahih hadith. Rather, it is from the dress of the Arab, and it is something that they still wear.
طبقات ودرجات ولكل درجة حروف الجنة درجة هذا الشيء لا أصل له.
And no one should believe or think that the imama is this thing that's wrapped around the head, levels and stages, and for each level of the imama this is another level in Jannah or to these types of superstitions. No, it's not that. The imama is rather something we put over our heads to cover our heads and protect us from the cold weather or from the heat or other than that, and that is the imama.
Wassalamu alaykum.